Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. All of my life, especially since I became a preacher, I have heard people make jokes about preachers and money. One preacher in Middle Tennessee complained that his pay for an entire 2 weeks gospel meeting was a pair of socks. When he told his brother-in-law how much the church had paid him, the brother-in-law thought it was very high pay for the kind of preaching he did. I cannot vouch for the truth of this story, but I heard my father tell it many times. There are many stories about preachers and money, which are not so innocent-sounding as this one. Do you honestly believe there are some men who preach for money? In almost every case, those who preach could make more money doing other kinds of work and not have to spend so much time doing it. Besides, no preacher knows for sure how long he will work with any given congregation. I have known preachers to be fired for speaking out against beverage alcohol, divorce, abortion, and similar controversial issues. Job security is not the best. There have always been, and likely always will be, men whose primary motivation is money. I know this is disturbing to many people, but there really is no doubt about it. When a preacher continually moves to bigger churches because the pay is better, his motivation is money. When he continually pressures the leadership for raises, even when the members are not making anything like as much as the preacher does, he may be covetous. There is one fact you can know for sure. Preachers who make six-figure salaries for preaching are not making any great sacrifices. Peter says the false teachers of his day had their hearts exercised with covetous practices. 2 Peter 2:14. The word exercise comes from the Greek gymnazo, from which we get our word gymnasium. Some people exercise to keep their bodies in good shape. The false teachers exercise to see how much money they could make. Apparently, some preachers become experts in this activity. They demand more money than they deserve. If a preacher does his work well, he certainly deserves to be paid a living wage. A major section of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians emphasizes that truth. Please listen to Paul. Who goes to war any time at his own charges? Who plants a vineyard and eats not of the fruit of the vineyard? Who feeds a flock and eats not of the milk of the flock? Do I say these things as a man? Or does not the law say the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle the ox that treads out the corn. Does God care for the oxen? Or does he say this altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, is this written, that he who plows should plow in hope, and he who threshes in hope should be a partaker of his hope. Even so has the Lord ordained that they who preach the gospel should live of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 9:7 through 10 and 14. Having said all of this, it needs to be stressed that preachers ought not to be covetous. The word covetous means literally to overreach. Every person, including preachers, has to reach, that is, he has to have enough money to buy the necessities of life. Preachers have to eat, have a place to live, have something to wear, and some means of traveling. But preachers should not overreach. They know, if they have read the Scriptures carefully, that covetousness is idolatry. Colossians 3:5. We need to remember these words Jesus spoke in Luke 15. A man's life consists not in the abundance of the things he possesses. Luke 12:15. Money can be a blessing, but it can be a curse. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.